Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The star witness in the government's bribery case against Boston City Councilor Chuck Turner returns to the witness stand in federal court in Boston this morning. Boston businessman Ron Wilburn told jurors yesterday that 3 years ago, he went to Turner's office and gave the city councilor cash in exchange for help in securing a liquor license. WBUR's David Boeri has more on exactly what Wilburn said and what it may mean for Turner.
You know, things were going well for the defense when Chuck Turner, who said he wasn't going to talk during the trial, was talking again. By the end of the day, the sunny mood would turn cloudy. But before court started, Turner said he was thrilled the FBI informant who'd secretly recorded him was going to appear.
Ron Wilburn needs to talk and tell the public what really happened and say to the public what he meant when he said in the Globe, Turner's innocent.
Wilburn had threatened not to testify, even if he had to pay the price.
Going to jail, fellas.
No, he wasn't. The 71-year-old came into court this morning answering questions faster than the Acela Express. "Here's the way it is," he started. "I'm not going to lie about anything." The prosecutor and the judge had to instruct him, "Wait for the questions." "I was asked by the FBI, did I have anything on Turner? I said rumors and innuendos. I couldn't prove it." Wilbur had signed a personal services contract with the FBI for $30,000. It wasn't a happy marriage. "Here's the deal," he started. "You give me a device, I don't know how to use it, and it just didn't work. And they didn't train me. They said, here's the money. I never saw anyone count it. They said it was $1,000.
Go on, Chuck. What's going on?
So there he was, the afternoon of August 3rd, 2007, with the cash in his pocket and the secret camera. As his videotape was played in court again yesterday, Wilburn saw it for the first time. On the tape, the alleged bribe giver enters the red zone.
And I told her I'd talk to you, and I was going to stop by and show my gratitude. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, after the hearing, I want to show my gratitude again.
At that point in the video comes an awkward handshake and something that appears to change hands from Wilburn to Turner.
Again. You know, so you take the wife to dinner and have some fun.
Okay.
And
that's me giving the money, Wilburn testified, and the prosecution had what it hoped for. The crucial witness saying that what you're not sure you saw in the video was indeed money. The prosecutor asked why Wilburn hadn't held the cash in front of Turner and the camera before giving it to him. "I couldn't show him the money. There was someone nearby," Wilburn said. "I gave him the money absolutely." Question from the prosecutor. "Did Mr. Turner ever call you back to offer it back?" "No." "Tell you it was a mistake?" "No." "Anyone ever send this money back to you?" Answer, "Are you kidding?"
Were you surprised today when he testified what he did in court?
Maybe he changed his mind.
So what was in Counselor Turner's hand, if not cash? Outside the courthouse, that was the overriding question. He dodged it.
What do you think was there?
Well, Mr. Wilburn said it was money, was it?
Hey, you saw it.
Enter Barry Wilson, his defense attorney.
Counselor, we see the video today, and now the witness says he did give you cash.
So what? Well, you know, a lot of people say a lot of things in that court. We don't know what happens. I told you, we haven't seen the fat lady yet. You people, you know what I mean? I got to slow it down, speed it up.
Wilson's attitude was, let me at him.
I think we had a few inconsistencies, and I think we got some wide openings that everybody ought to be paying attention to.
Ron Wilburn returns to the stand today, and maybe then we'll see the fat lady, too. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.